Jennifer Davila joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are the business owners of Bluff reacting to the decision to cut the size of the Bears Ears National Monument?
We are not happy with the decision to cut the monument. We've been in support of the monument since kind of its inception. And yeah, we think it's important to protect it, and we're not in support of the cuts.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about why in just a moment, but I want to note that the boundaries of the new Shoshjah Monument are right outside of Bluff. For the listeners who may not be familiar with where that is, that's the south central part of the original boundaries of the monument. So that includes Comb Ridge west of Bluff. The question is, there is still a monument outside of town. How much difference does the size make?
You know, it's important to us to incorporate the whole monument, just because the main reason that we support the monument is that we are interested in protection of both the ancestral Pueblo and cultural remains there, and, you know, just the Navajo homeland and their traditions and beliefs with the monument. So while we are happy to have the monument for business-wise, many of us were in support of the monument for the protection as much as anything.
Talk about other ways that protection influences the business in Bluff.
Well, of course, our businesses are going to get more business due to the monument, just because more people will be interested in visiting it. But we would like our visitors to come and be educated about what is here in our vast landscapes, and the education is really important to a lot of us. As I said earlier, is the protection of the cultural remains, and we want people to understand and learn how to visit these areas with respect and feel that the monument would have given us a little more of a unity of government agencies to help provide that protection that's so needed for the area.
The community of Bluff seems to be responding pretty differently to this decision than the communities of Blanding or Monticello. Why is that?
Well, we are truly a tourism-based little community down here. It's our main support of all of our livelihoods, basically. So from the tourist aspect, we like to provide people with a nice place to come visit and things like that, but tourism is very important to us. And of course, the monument is very friendly towards tourism. But I think that a lot of the people in Bluff, just in general, are more, gosh, how do I put this, more concerned about the protection and everything of the area that we have chosen to live in. This is literally our backyard, and we really want to see it stay protected.
What is the organization, the business owners of Bluff, doing to make its position known at this point?
We have been in support of a lot of Friends of Cedar Mesa items. We have our street signs, our lawn signs, and you know we just try to make it known. Each one of the businesses in town tries to make it known that we are in support of the monument.
If the monument stays with the cuts, you know, down the road, it may or may not, with the litigation that's going on right now, how are you going to adapt?
Well, we're all pushing for the bigger monument, but in relation to the smaller monument, we'll still support it as well. Many of us, you know, already try to educate and direct our guests, our visitors, to safe places to visit, and you know, try to reiterate that to them how to do it respectfully, and things like that. So I don't know that we'll really need to do a lot of adaptation in regards to which monument is which. We're just happy, you know, we're happy to have the protection, and we're happy, you know. I don't really know how we would adapt.
Yeah. What is your favorite part of the Bears Ears Monument?
Gosh, I love the whole area. You know, I've grown up in this area, and to me, it's home. I don't know that I can pick a favorite part out, because it is a big monument, and it is all very different. So each part of it is got special meaning to me in some ways. I guess if I were to choose a favorite spot, it would probably, which will still be included in the monument, the Butler Wash region.